Hare Krishna. So Krishna gave the Vedic explanation of soul being eternal. And then he started explaining different philosophies to give arguments from different angles. So in the previous verse, he spoke about Bauddhavad. So there we saw about Lokayatikas and Vaibhashikas, if you remember. Now today, we're going to discuss Karmavad, and let's see that in the shloka number 27. It goes like this. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityor dhruvam janma mrtasya cha tasmad apariharyarthe natvam. So here Krishna is saying Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityor. Jatasya, the one who has taken birth, he certainly, Dhruvo, it's a fact. He certainly, Dhruvo he, basically it means certainly, pakka. What will happen? The person who's taken birth has to die, mrityum. And then he says, Dhruvam, again Dhruvam, certainly, pakka. What is going to happen? Janma, anyone who is taking janma, anyone who's taking birth, mrtasya cha, is going to die. So Krishna is saying, Tasmad apariharyarthe. So in both the situations, O Arjuna, since both the situations are unavoidable, both the situations that he mentioned, and also it also means that currently you are in an unavoidable situation of discharging your duty. So in these situations, natvam sochitum arhasi. So you should not lament, because anyways it's dhruvam, it is certain. So now let's discuss this particular shloka. Very, very nice and a very practical shloka for all of us. So let's understand one thing. Based on karma, all of us have taken birth. In fact, karma decides the birth date and the death date. In fact, it is the karma that gives us the first wishes. Happy birthday to you. So karma decides that birth date, and then the person does various activities in one's life, and then as per the date decided, the person dies. Again, based on the previous life's karma, he again takes birth and again dies. And in between, he does some activities. Again, based on those activities, he takes birth and again dies. So this is called as a cycle of birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. And everyone in this world is stuck in the cycle of birth and death without liberation. So that's what Krishna is talking about here. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur dhruvam janma mrtasya cha. So the one who has taken birth has to die, and the one who has died has to take birth. This is what Krishna is talking about, the cycle of birth and death. Now, how is this going to help Arjuna? How is this Karmavad going to help Arjuna? Let's see that now. So Arjuna is worried about some things. So one thing that he is worried about is he's afraid of the death of his relatives. So what is the need to be afraid? Because he is discharging his proper duty. So see, he is not doing something wrong. He is discharging his duty. So what is the cause of being afraid of killing one's relatives who are on the side of adharma? This is the first point. Second one is, he was fearful of sinful reactions, as all of us know. We have discussed this in the first chapter. So now the thing is, he did not deserve to break the law. So he did not desire to break the law. In fact, he's acting under the supreme will of the Supreme Lord. So what is the cause and where is the reason for being fearful of the sinful reactions? Right? So now, suppose Arjuna says, I'll not fight. So when he's saying, I'll not fight, is it that his relatives will be saved? No, anyways, they're going to die based on their karma. Karma has already decided the birth date and the death date. So So they have taken birth and they have to die. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur. Dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. So anyways, that is going to happen. But what is going to happen is, if Arjuna decides not to fight, anyways they're going to die. The last line of this particular shloka, purport, he would be degraded. Arjuna would be degraded because he selected a wrong path of action of not executing one's own duty. So this is regarding Arjuna. But what about us? If we properly analyze our own selves, we all are stuck in the cycle of birth and death. And fortunately, all of us have got this rare human form. And it is very clearly described in Shastra that it's only in this rare human form we can break the cycle of birth and death. There is no other form in which we can do this. And in every yuga, there is a method, there is a dharma that is given to break the cycle of birth and death. A very, very beautiful shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, Krataya dhyayato vishnam, pretayam yajato makhay, dvapare paricharyayam, kalautad dhari kirtanat. So what was the procedure, what was the method to break the cycle of birth and death in Krita Yuga or Satya Yuga? Meditation. In Treta Yuga, the second Yuga, what was the procedure? Yajna. And third, that is Dwapar Yuga, what was the procedure? Deity worship, Archanam. And now in the age of Kali Yuga, there is only one way to break the cycle of birth and death. And that is Kalau Tad Dhari Kirtanat, by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the way. That's what we are stressing in every single video. And that's what is very, very important. In this particular shloka, it has been proved that we all are stuck in the cycle of birth and death. We have got this rare human form. Now it's our turn to break the cycle of birth and death. And all the ones who are intelligent, ones who are understanding that we are stuck, such people will endeavor to free themselves by practicing the Sankirtan Yajna, that is chanting of the holy names. Now, after having said about Vedic principles of philosophy regarding soul, then the atheistic philosophy and about the Karmavad, now Krishna is going to combine all of that and describe in the next verse. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.